My name is Kate Gridley, and for those of you who don't know me, I'm married to John Barstow, who's out there somewhere, and we have two sons. Our son Angus lives here in Middlebury, where he is a teacher at the elementary school level and a carpenter, and our son Charles lives in Italy, where he works for the Slow Food Foundation. When Charles was 12, at the end of his sixth grade, following 4 months of scary symptoms that I will not share, he was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. Without going into the particulars of that disease, which is nasty, I will simply say it is an autoimmune disease, it is painful, and it is personal. While the symptoms can be managed, at the moment, he has it for life. When he was 16, Charles had his second major flare. For 18 months, we tried many different medications and protocols, trying to kick his system back into remission. His weight dropped from 178 pounds to 122 pounds. And his doctor began to mention feeding tubes. Nothing was working. Our strong, muscled high school student was turning into a walking skeleton in front of our eyes. His energy was gone, and he was in constant pain, and he was depressed. But still, he went to school every day for distraction. Then we tried a relatively new drug in a class called biologicals. Since this drug has living protein cells in it, it's a drug called Remicade, and it worked. That was a very dark time, I will say, in our family life, and I just want to say quickly that a lot of folks in this community took good care of us because we needed help. Shortly after he started to feel better, I read in the New York Times of the doctor, Dr. Jan Vilcek, who led the team that invented Remicade. I read how he had just made the largest donation ever in its history to the NYU Medical School, $105 million, a small percentage of the royalties he was receiving from the creation of what in our family is a miracle drug. And then, shortly after that, my mother called to say that Dr. Jan Vilcek was giving a talk at her women's club in New York City, and would I like to come? Well, I did. I wanted to meet him, and I wanted to thank him. And I was interested in his research, how it worked. But here is what I discovered when I got to hear him speak. He was a refugee. He came to this country and arrived penniless. He grew up in Slovakia, the child of Jewish parents at a time when Jews were being exterminated across Europe to protect him from deportation to a concentration camp. In 1942, his parents placed him in an orphanage run by Catholic nuns. Then from 1944 until the end of the war in 45, Vilcek and his mother were hidden by a brave Slovak family in a remote village, while his father joined an uprising against the Nazis. After World War II, in Czechoslovakia, he went to medical school, choosing a career in the relatively new field then of immunology. In his 20s, he's a very brilliant man, in his 20s, he hosted the first international conference on interferon. He then fled communist Czechoslovakia with his wife, Marika, in 1965. That's when he came here. And he was invited to continue his research at the NYU School of Medicine, going on to a career in biomedical research, creating one of the most important medicines of our age, Remicade. And that's the medicine that saved our son's life. here's something that's incredibly cool beyond all this that's personally meaningful. Dr. Vilcek is giving back. With the royalties from the sales of Remicade, he and his wife established the Vilcek Foundation in 2000, devoted to increasing public awareness of the contribution of immigrants to professional, academic, and artistic life in the United States. In 2005, the Vilceks made the donation I spoke of to the NYU School of Medicine. And then, in a separate donation in 2010, they contributed $21 million more to renovate dormitories for medical students at NYU Medical School and to establish endowed merit scholarships for medical students. He has a really interesting memoir called Love and Science. And in it, he talks about how advances in science sometimes result from great disappointments. When he came up with the formulation for Remicade and discovered what it did, he actually was trying to come up with a cure for cancer. He writes about how achievement in medical research is a team effort, where ideas are shared, where friendship and love sometimes matter most, and serendipity is as important as the will to succeed. So out of the ashes of a cure for cancer came the treatment that has enabled our son and millions of people the world over to have full productive lives. I'm grateful he was allowed in.